Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The right fielder, Rick Leach. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Howard Johnson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The third baseman, Glenn Gulliver. Batting third. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Storm Davis. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to third. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The slide. Dempsey applies the tag. Whitaker is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Loggia now playing first base. Enos Cabell now playing third base. Tom Brookins now playing second base. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bumbrey moves to second. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Bumbrey scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer strikes out. There goes Ripken. The throw from Parrish to Trammell, and Ripken is out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cavill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bumbrey. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's Tigers, 1, Orioles, 1. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Laga moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground for an out. Leach moves to second. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Davis. Leach moves to third. Herndon moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leach scores. Herndon moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Mike Boedeker now pitching. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Herndon scores. Parrish moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon is walked intentionally. Enos Cavill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cavill takes first base on ball 4. Parrish scores. Johnson moves to third. Lemon moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. John Flynn now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into right field. Dwyer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dwyer. Johnson scores. Lemon scores. Cavill moves to third. Brookins moves to second. It's 6-1, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Laga hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Laga reaches second base with a double. Cavill scores. Brookins scores. It's 8-1, Tigers. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower takes first base on ball 4. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bumbry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Laga scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bumbry for the out. Dower moves to second. One out. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Gulliver hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Herndon moves to second. Don Stanhouse now pitching. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Stanhouse covering. It's a double play. Herndon moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Laga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Laga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower misplays the ball. That's an error on Dower. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leach strikes out. two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dower hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dempsey moves to second. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Gulliver hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Dempsey moves to third. Bumbrey moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Laga scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-1, Tigers. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Dwyer moves to second. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Dower takes first base on ball 4. Dwyer moves to third. Dempsey moves to second. Al Bunbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunbury is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bunbury hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Shelby now playing center field. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Laga hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Laga reaches second base with a double. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a line drive into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Gulliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a line drive towards first. Laga catches it and steps on first to double up Gulliver. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Fahey now catching. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Laga scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dempsey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Floyd Rayford now catching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Laga hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Dower hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Young pinch hits for Glenn Gulliver. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.